Work. Work. We are back live with George Humphrey in the studio with us for a final segment. Continuing with your phone calls, let's talk to Matt in the... Well, you know what? Dom was asking about the H1N1 briefly. H1N1 is being used to set up a medical tyranny, to set the precedent, to give us shots. They're now announcing, oh, you're going to have to get a regular flu shot every year and the swine flu.
And boosters. And, you know, which is just... Look, even the Mayo Clinic, which is the most establishment organization in this country, is saying, I wouldn't take the shots. So,
and those are moral decisions. These are establishment people that I guarantee are getting in trouble for this. Doctors are all over the world saying don't take it, and they still call us conspiracy theorists. That isn't going to hold water.
You know, and the amazing thing is if you look back at the, quote, swine flu, it is not possible for an avian flu to coexist with a mammal flu. And it just doesn't happen in nature, and this is clearly a man-made, genetically modified flu. And now that they're finding strains of the 1918 flu influenza that they went up a couple of years ago, they went up to Spitsbergen, which is some islands north of Iceland. They're controlled by Norway, where they bury these people, and got strains of the flu from people who died up there.
And it suddenly, and I remember 8 years ago when they did that, it was in the news, we said, look out, they're going to bring it back. And then now this dead flu is resurrected.
You know, and I think it's going to be really interesting. I don't know what's happening in the Ukraine today, but about 5 or 6 days ago, they got a very virulent flu in the Ukraine.
Well, their government is even admitting that they believe that all the different flu vaccines have mutated to form this.
Yeah, and so we've got to keep our eye on it, but the most important thing is don't trust the vaccines. They don't help. They'll make you sick. There's people here, right here in Austin, Texas, that who've taken it and who have become paralyzed.
I know a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the best way to protect yourself is to be healthy, to eat good, clean, organic, raw food.
And a lot of sunshine.
Get that vitamin D. And eat good, clean, organic fruits and vegetables.
Let's take one more or two more calls. Matt in the UK, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex, and hi, George. Good afternoon. And by the way, Alex, you are growing very rapidly in the UK, by the way, so put your head up high, mate.
But see, here's the problem. I have you make your point, but on the whole ADL subject, I want to get bigger to reach more people, but I'm almost like steaming towards my destruction, but I morally have to do it. It's not like, ooh, I'm getting big. I'm a celebrity now around the world. You know, I mean, bigger and bigger. Media now, when they talk about conspiracies, just uses my name, Alex Jones. It's like a meme. I want to be honest. I don't like it, but thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. Yeah, I have a banking question. Basically, you mentioned about the US banking system. I'm going to tell you about the UK banking system at the moment. There's millions and millions of people trying to get back their bank charges, and basically the banks aren't even budging. Shops are closing every day in the UK, but the government keeps saying that growth is here. What do you guys reckon to that one?
George, what's your take on the economy deteriorating, people losing their jobs, but the media is saying we've got a great economy?
Well, it's very clear is that in the last 5 years, consumer spending has represented 67% to 71% of the whole gross domestic national product. Now, and that was when the unemployment rate was about 4.5% and the economy was basically humming along. Today, the unemployment, the official rates are 10.25% unemployment. The real number is somewhere between 14.5% to 17% unemployment. Those are the real numbers, and the people who are not fully employed. The amount of debt is not getting better. It's getting worse and worse and worse. We have a huge number of commercial banking mortgage bundles that will be coming up. The second round of residential bundles are coming up, which is what set this thing off in the first
George, place. We're out of time. We got Catherine Austin Fitz on the line coming up. First time she's going to be on this. Very excited about that. And I'm sorry to Matt and others holding. You only get about 30 seconds on air. We just ran out of time. But thank you so much, Matt. Keep spreading the word. God bless you. just kind of freaking me out, though, to realize that this may...
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying... Who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well, when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Nelson.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I've got a correction to make. I've been announcing this is the first time that Catherine Austin Fitz has been on, but she reminded me that about 8 years ago or so, she was on the show. But for all intents and purposes... It's not her first rodeo, but this is a maiden voyage in the last 8 years. So it is good to have her with us. But I guess if your memory's wiped, you don't remember something, it is a maiden voyage. Catherine Austin Fitz, founder and managing member of Solari Investment Advisory Services, LLC, president of the Hamilton Securities Group Investment Bank and financial software developer, assistant secretary of housing, federal housing commissioner, under Bush 1, managing director and member of the board of the Wall Street firm Dillon Reed & Co., Inc. Doesn't get any more elite than that. Catherine has designed and closed over $25 billion in transactions and investments to date and has led portfolio strategy for $300 billion of financial assets and liabilities. Solari.com is the website, S-O-L-A-R-I.com. We're very honored to have her here, and hopefully we can start having her every few months instead of every decade or so. And I want her to just tell you a little bit about herself, her journey, her voyage, for the few of you that don't know who she is. She's on TV, radio a lot over the years. And then I want to get into what we're facing as a society, what the elites are doing, her take on Obama. And it's great to have Catherine Austin Fitz on with us today. Catherine?
Alex, it's always a pleasure. As you know, I'm a huge fan of you and InfoWars.
Well, I guess I'd forgotten that fact, but it's... You know, I've been emailing you for a while, but maybe emailing the wrong email trying to get you on, and I was crestfallen, but I'm a big fan of you. You got the floor. Break down what you think's most important, but first tell us about yourself.
Well, I came out of the Bush administration thinking, oh, my word, the fascists are going to kill us all. We need to do something. And I started an investment bank in Washington, and our goal was to help communities finance with equity, because rather than shipping all of our money to Wall Street and then hoping a little bit trickles back, or shipping it all to Washington and hoping a little trickles back, my theory was, how about if we, you know, if we financed our own businesses and did much more locally? So I started an investment bank. One of the things we did was we were hired on competitive bid to be financial advisor to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, where I'd worked as an assistant secretary. And we did loan sales, Alex, and they were unbelievably successful. It was during the Clinton administration. But the corruption got worse and worse. Now, it was terrible in the Bush administration. It just kept getting worse in the Clinton administration. And we were, a decision was made. I was part of a group of people who were saying, oh my goodness, with GATT and NAFTA, we're gonna ship all the jobs abroad, and we need to do something, or else the American people are gonna be left high and dry. We're gonna lose, the middle class will be wiped out. How are we gonna develop new skills? How are we gonna help people create new jobs and support small business? So we're part of a group that we're working on all of that. And literally a decision was made, rather than address the real problems and help the American people jump the curve on the situation, that instead we would bubble the economy and pull massive amounts of capital and reinvest them abroad. And
so this was a conscious decision, and you were there on the inside witnessing
absolutely.
This.
And I'll tell you, the greatest, one of the best videos I've ever seen, you can get it up on my blog at salary.com/blog, is Sir James Goldsmith did a speaking tour trying to stop the GATT from being passed in the World Trade Organization to be adopted, and basically said, this is the most frightening, terrifying thing. We're going to have 3 billion people moved off the land. We're, massive unemployment worldwide. We're going to have massive structural unemployment in the United States. He gave this interview, it's up on YouTube, to Charlie Rose in 1995, and he predicts everything that's happening now. Now, remember, this man's a billionaire, very successful businessman, and basically said, look, this is the establishment against everybody else. And he said, this is going to be the most devastating, horrible thing that has ever happened to the world. It's absolutely crazy. And he lays it all out, and so I can say the same thing. We were on the inside. We're working with the administration, and we knew that we were going to create massive unemployment. Now, here's the big secret of the work that I did when I was in Washington during that period. We created something, Alex, called Community Wizard, which was a software tool that would allow us to look at the sources and uses of government money by place, because America's just 3,100 counties. And when you look at government investment by place, what you discover is that that a great deal of money is being spent to centralize economic and political power and to basically subsidize large corporations and all sorts of unproductive behavior, whether it's, people on welfare all the way up to corporations on welfare. But let me give you a couple examples. We would regularly find places where HUD was spending, this is HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, was spending $250,000 to construct or rehab an apartment building when $50,000 would buy and rehab a foreclosed single-family property. So we were spending four or five times what we needed to get one. And I went to the assistant to the person who ran that program in 1996 and said, look, we could get five homes for the price of one. And they looked at me, turned bright red, and said, but how would we generate fees for our friends? Now, imagine, if you will, imagine how many more people would have homes today if we weren't doing things like that.
It was just a giant honeypot, and the media loves to always blame poor people who were told, oh, it's the new America. It's the way to build wealth, build equity. Go out from the banks down to the assessors. We're all going to basically cheat on the forms. The media advertised it was okay to do. And then the media now tries to blame the poor people that got set up and ripped off and given these arms and these balloon mortgages. That's like my analogy, Catherine Austin Fitz, is like blaming a six-year-old that doesn't mind their parents, gets out of the backyard, goes in the front yard, and a man has a puppy and candy in a van, and they get in the car and get taken away and raped and killed. You don't blame the five-year-old. You blame the banks. You blame the killer. You right. blame the people that set this in motion.
Well, in fact, it's called, under the law, it's called fraudulent inducement. If I encourage you to, if I'm a lender and I encourage you to take on a loan, and I know something about your future financial condition that you don't, then that is fraudulent inducement, and you may not be obligated to pay me back for all or a portion. So, in fact, what happened was, if you look at the largest banks and the largest people leading the mortgage business, everything that I knew then, they knew. I mean, this was all known in Washington that the jobs were going to go abroad and incomes were generally going to fall. And so what they were doing was they were encouraging people to take out loans, many of whom thought they could pay back and didn't know that their income was going to be falling.
Let's jump forward, then we'll go back. But let's jump forward. Greg Gordon's four-part series now on McClatchy Newspapers, he got the internal documents of what you've already publicly stated and others have stated,
right,
that the pilots that pilot the private Federal Reserve and all the major regulatory positions, Goldman Sachs, were telling everybody to invest in housing, selling these securities, while at the same time betting against them to destroy their competitors and vertically integrate the market. To them, making everybody destitute or a lower standard of living, that's great vertical integration. That's like a mosquito jamming their proboscis into your arm, pumping in enzymes to liquidate the cells so they can slurp them up. I mean, this is just a parasite.
Remember, these firms no longer see themselves as serving clients. They see themselves as trading for their own account and being part of syndicates, which includes the U.S. government, which engage in economic warfare. And when they engage in economic warfare and when they trade for their own account, they're using the federal credit to do it. And so, you know, if they lose money, we print paper and dig them out. And if they don't lose money, they get to keep it. It's sort of win you win and lose you win.
So what's the end game? And then I want to go back over the history of this and more of where we're going, and I want you to lead the discussion throughout the rest of the hour, Catherine Austin Fitz. But, I mean, specifically, that you're agreeing that it's premeditated and predatory. What's the end game?
What we're watching, and it started in the latest phase started in 1995 with the institution of the World Trade Organization. What we're watching is a fundamental reengineering of how resources on planet Earth are governed. So we're moving from a model where places are governed by governments, by sovereign governments, to a world where resources are managed by multinational corporations under the auspices of a world government that operates very much through the financial system and the central banking system. And if you look at the economic model that it's using, it's not really a new model. It's called central banking warfare. So the central banks print money, and the military makes sure that people take it. What's important to understand now, which is not common in any analysis of the economy, is that the United States and its allies have created a global taxation system. And the way it works, Alex, is we print paper, whether it's dollar bills or treasuries, and then other governments around the world or central banks around the world buy that paper, and the paper goes down in value. So it's a taxation system through the balance sheet. No legislature. You know, every country in the world hasn't passed a law saying, okay, we're going to pay a 5% tithe to the United States empire every year. But in fact, that's what's happening through the currency system.
And now by the devaluation, the tax is increasing.
Right. The tax is increasing, and what we're watching just in the last 2 weeks with various people around the world squawking is they're squawking because the subsidy that needs to be extracted every year is greater and greater, and the pain of the taxation as the economy slows down is greater and greater.
Unbelievable. Continue breaking down this global government architecture. When you were talking about this 10 years ago, the media would still poo-poo it. Now they're admitting world government is here, but simultaneously, if you then say, oh, I don't want to be part of it, they say, this person's insane. It doesn't exist. I want to get your take on that. Amazing. Catherine.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the company that brought you solar and preparedness quality you could bet your life on for over 15 years, now comes the best sale ever on Mountain House Foods. Right now, ReadyMadeResources.com has all Mountain House Foods on sale at 25% off. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House Foods in a wide selection for every taste, now at 25% off. And that includes free shipping on case lots. Mountain House Foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Yes, there is a catch. This 25% off sale only lasts through November 30th. Hurry. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Hurry. Sale ends November 30th.
Right now.
Catherine Austin. Washington Fitz is our guest. Solari.com. Incredible videos, articles, information, investing advice. We'll get some of that from her coming up before she leaves us. Solari, S-O-L-A-R-I.com. Links up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Of course, we're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Catherine, I'm going to try to just sit back and let you roll now because I want to hear what you think is most important and where all this is going and how we protect ourselves. But just to realize that open world government's being established, a financial predatory dictatorship that wants us poor and easily controlled, openly being stated, a fake green tyranny, all of this is being set up, and we're not even having a national debate about it. They're just announcing with one hand, world government is here and it's good, and then with the other hand saying, if you talk about it, you're a dangerous kook, it doesn't exist. Can you talk about that?
Well, I don't know anybody who says you're a kook if you talk about that. I mean, I never get called a kook.
No, I know you don't get called a kook by the public because right. Ban Ki-moon's in the New York Times calling for global governance.
Well,
but here's an example since you said it. I had CBS News, Jerusalem Post, ADL, Salon, all attack me and say I'm insane. None of it exists.
Well, Planet Earth divides up into what I call the pro-centralization team and the pro-decentralization team. And if you look at how the money works, Alex, the economy has been steadily centralizing more and more money. And so more and more people are on the dole. They're on the payroll of the pro-centralization team. So, you know, when somebody who's making money on something attacks me for whatever way. I mean, in Washington, we used to just call them the attack poodles. So when the attack poodles, you tell you're crazy, that's what they're paid to do. You know, it's a game. It's not real. So,
and they know they're lying.
Yeah, they know that. One of the things that's so amazing to me is you see more and more of people just, you know, they can't keep a straight face even when they're saying it. I was watching the clip this morning of the Attorney General announcing the Financial Fraud Task Force. I mean, talk about projection. and he literally, it looked to me like he couldn't keep a straight face. So, you know, these guys know it, but it's a game. And the rest of us are on the pro-decentralization team, and part of the challenge is we have not yet created a vision of where the alternative is. And let me talk about one of the places that we're stuck, because this is so, so important. Have I ever, you probably don't know my very famous red button story. I was giving a speech to a group of people called Spiritual Frontiers Foundation International, and they have a conference once a year, Alex, where they go and sit in the woods for a couple days and talk about how they can help our society evolve spiritually. So a friend of mine had asked me to give them a speech called How the Money Works in Organized Crime, and it later became a very famous article called Narco Dollars for Beginners, and it's designed to It's designed to explain the intersection of narcotics trafficking, organized crime, and government and big corporations. Anyway, so sort of Wall Street in Washington does drug money. So I'm in the middle of the speech and I'm explaining the fact we're talking about the Dark Alliance allegations and the two hearings that Congress had on CIA drug dealing in South Central LA. And I mentioned at the time a reporter that I was helping was told by the Department of Justice that the U.S. economy launders $500 billion to $1 trillion of all dirty money. So that's narcotics trafficking, illegal gambling, tax evasion, everything. So I said to this wonderful group of 100 spiritually evolved, committed people, what would happen if we stopped being the global leader in money laundering? And they said, well, you know, the money would go to other stock exchanges, so the New York Stock Exchange would go down and our mutual funds would go down and we'd have trouble rolling over the government deficit, so we'd have, you know, our taxes might go up and our government checks might stop. And I said, okay, let's pretend there's a big red button up here on the lectern. And if you push that button, you can stop all hard narcotics trafficking in your county, your state, your country tomorrow, thus offending the people who control $500 billion to $1 trillion a year. Who here will push the button? And this was the summer of 2000. Out of 100 people dedicated to evolving our society spiritually, guess how many would push the button?
How many?
One. One would push the button. The other 99 would not. I said, why would you not push the button? They said, We don't want our government checks to stop, and we don't want our mutual funds to go down.
And that's the trap. That's how evil gets you dependent on them. And the police all know the government brings in most of the drugs, but they just... they have to keep buying the delusion of busting kids and putting them in prison. If you decriminalize the drugs, the money would dry up, the crime would leave it, and the ODing would stop, and the drug abuse would plunge. All the studies prove it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored cabs come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Solari.com, the website. Her name is Catherine Austin Fitz. She was one of the top people at HUD, managing director and member of the board of Wall Street firm Dillon Reed & Co. She's designed and closed over $25 billion of transactions and investments to date and has led portfolio strategy for $300 billion of financial assets and liabilities. And we're just really honored to have her with us. Okay, Catherine, we ran into that break and you were breaking down the centralization team versus the decentralization team, or team tyranny versus team liberty. There's so many facets in this. How far along is this new form of world government? Describe some of that world government to us, and then get into whatever subjects you want to cover, solutions, how you think people can individually protect themselves, strategies for states and counties.
Okay, well, let me jump back for a second to
the red button.
History of the what I call the black budget, because you really need to understand the history of this. People don't understand how it could have gotten so bad and me not notice. What happened, Alex, was in 1947 and 1949, we passed the National Security Act and the CIA Act, and those two acts in combination allowed money to be clawed out of the federal government and federal budget and spent in non-transparent ways. So we created a secret way of funding very big projects through the governmental mechanism. Now, remember, they can borrow as much money as they want. And then something else happened, because if you go back and you look at the history of financial fraud and the kind of corruption we're looking at, and you interview or you research and you read the people sort of dealing with it, it all comes back to a point after World War II where literally the government lost control of the technology. We had the most powerful, secretive black technology in the world, including some that we brought over from the Nazis. And literally, we've created this funding mechanism that paid corporations to control and manage technology. And a lot of what we're dealing with goes back to the fact that we've had, since then, 50 to 60 years of incredible non-transparent governmental flows going into basically corporate-controlled technology that many of us don't understand. And when you say, well, how can the military force countries all around the world to take paper that keeps going down in value? It all comes back, as you probably know, to a lot of the invisible weaponry, the satellite systems, and all this incredible technology that we don't understand and know about. Does that make any sense?
I mean, they brag that they're really 30 years advanced. And they've got satellites where they can radiate somebody from space. We have a highly advanced technocracy that has walled itself off in military reservations, private corporate reservations, as you know, is heading up a big company that developed a lot of financial software systems. And they've rolled out the internet systems, the banking systems, the cashless systems that have now just been adopted. It's like poisoning the well. Poisoning the water hole, and the deer come to it and drink and then go off and die and don't even know what killed them.
Right.
It's just like all the technology to track and control us is built into the iPhone or the cell phone. We just accept it, and we're now basically like savages in this 21st century Buck Rogers system, not even knowing what we're part of. And the elite, as Bill Joy wrote in the April issue in 2000 in Wired magazine, the elite don't need us anymore. Why the future doesn't need us?
Well, it's worse than that. Not only do they not need us, but we've become very expensive. I mean, let's just look at the numbers in the United States. In the United States, if you look at the national debt before the bank bailouts, each American had about $38,000 of national debt. If you count up the Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid and other contingent liabilities, and you say, what's the present value of those contingent liabilities? It's about $138,000, so more than, say, four times the current national debt. And so we've literally, in one sense, the baby boomers have reached a point where we're worth more dead than alive, just looking at the numbers.
So if they succeed with this technological extermination grid that the White House science czar talks about, If all the population manipulation and reduction we've seen was just testing, what is the end game? I mean, if they are able to carry this out, how do you see it unfolding?
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to carry it out. I mean, I'm not saying they're not going to try, but it's a very big planet. What all of us need to understand is, in a world where let's just take as an assumption that we can be irradiated by a satellite, by invisible weaponry from space. How do you push back against something that is that ubiquitous, both in terms of ability to force or ability to manipulate, whether it's through the media, your iPhone, or whatever? How do you do it? And if you look back through history, what you will see is where, you know, John Adams said the revolution was not the war, the revolution was in the hearts and the minds of the people. And Alex, we're talking about a point of view and a way of being which is unbelievably black. And if there's one thing I know about people, people are fundamentally healthy and people are fundamentally grounded. And they just do not go along with this kind of blackness. Now, it can do incredible harm on the way, but you're talking about ultimately a government that doesn't have what I call the Chinese call the mandate of heaven. you know, it's something that's based on a culture which is too perverted, too unhealthy, and too lacking in the kind of open transparency and you know, it sits in its own bell jar.
So you're saying there's going to be a revolution even within the control system and the elite not having the stomach to carry all this out. The problem is, and correct me if I'm wrong, if that's not what you mean by that, or this revolution in the mind, and I agree with you, that's happening as members of the mid-level establishment really figure out, my God, this really is a giant extermination system, then we see them racing to go to full robotic aircraft, full robotic tanks, full remote control systems where you have robotic factories that manufacture and that engage in the upkeep of the systems, and then it's all deployed. Basically, a Terminator Skynet system is what they're building, but it's controlled by humans.
Right, but you cannot run a large operation or enterprise, let alone a world government, on force. It has to have some kind of moral authority. It has to have some kind of vision and values that inspire its members to be loyal. Force is not enough.
And so that's why they stage terror attacks and the elite play the part of the victim.
You know, it depends on which one, because remember that the elites are fighting. What you've got is you've got a situation where, because the elite is a pretty big group, but many of these people are prisoners of a system. In other words, they're part of what I call the central banking warfare model. And that model, Alex, the important thing to understand about that model is to date it's worked. I mean, I'll give you an example. In the summer of 2000, that was a busy summer, I was at a revival for Christian women in Atlanta. T.D. Jakes from Dallas, your state, had rented the Georgia Dome and had women there at Lust. And I was sitting there with 100,000 African-American women, and I was taking a spiritual warfare course with a pastor, and I was there with the church. And this particular pastor had worked at DEA. And T.D. Jakes brought George W. Bush in by monitor, and the whole crowd jumped up cheering for George W. Bush, including this pastor. And when it was over, what I hadn't explained earlier in my background was I ended up in very serious litigation with the federal government that went on for years and years and years. And, you know, I always say I played Will Smith. If you've ever seen that, you've seen the movie Enemy of the State, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I played Will Smith in real life. It just took me a lot longer to find Gene Hackman. Anyway, so this minister stood up and cheered, and after it was over, I said, you know, Patricia, I lost $6 million, and I almost lost my life trying to stop Clinton and Bush family narcotics trafficking, and you just jumped up and cheered for this guy. And she said, well, he's going to be the winner. And I said, so he's a winner and I'm a loser? And she said, yeah, that's right.
That's it. They feel like they're part of the power structure, even though it's going to destroy them.
Well, but here's the thing. We have 57% of households in America now, headed for 67%, are dependent on government money. In other words, you know, I call it the tapeworm economy. It's like having a tapeworm. The tapeworm injects into you a chemical that makes you, you know, do what's good, eat what's good for the tapeworm, and so the tapeworm grows stronger and you grow weaker. Right now, the majority of us are practicing a philosophy of follow the tapeworm. All that needs to happen, Alex, if you could get a critical mass, say, you know, the 100 monkey syndrome, if you could get 6 to 10% of the people saying, you know, I'm not going to go along with this. I'm going to withdraw. Because you don't want to have a fight with them. You don't want to get in a fight with the satellites. You just want to say, you know something, I'm pulling my money out of your game because your game is shrinking. The problem with a centralization economically is it's shrinking the wealth. It's making a few people a little wealthier. But it's literally like if our body was in trauma, you know, if you or I got hit by a car, our body was in trauma, the body would preserve the blood for the heart, the lungs, and the brains. What's happening now is the economic body is preserving the blood for the toes and the fingers, and it's cutting off the blood from the heart and the brains. And that's why we're literally contemplating, you know, is this depopulation? Because you're literally killing off the real economy so you can centralize it. Because when you flood a country with this much government money and government debt to keep things going, that's what you're doing. You're basically shrinking the pie of wealth in a way that centralizes. But people are going along, and the minute we decide, you know, something, this is really unhealthy, this can't go in any place that's good for us, our children, our grandchildren, and we start to shift in very, this does not have to be picking a fight, it's just withdrawing. So if we turn off our TVs, so we withdraw our time, if we withdraw our money from the big financial institutions and the big banks and start what I call demonetizing, if you come into any county in America, Alex, you will find, you know, literally one person has got their savings and bank CDs that are in a large New York bank. Another one has their IRA in stock of that same large New York bank. And their best friend is borrowing money from that New York bank on their credit card for 23%. So the first two women are making 3 to 4% if they're lucky, and their friend is borrowing that money back for 23%. Well, why do they need a big New York bank to be in the middle of them?
Exactly. They should be loaning to each other and keeping it all local.
Right. Let me give you another example. In Tennessee, because there is so, here's where the opportunity is. When you start to dig in and you bring transparency to how the money works in a place and you say, look, let's withdraw from the tapeworm system in a way that makes us money, because the problem we have is our wealth is shrinking. So we need to find a way to withdraw from the system that expands our wealth and stops us from getting drained financially. So, for example, I can't tell you how many communities and counties where you will find government contracts paying a corporation up to $100 and $150 an hour to do something that someone in that community would love to do for $25 an hour plus health care.
And they should go in and take control of their counties and make the county spend the money with the locals. But they don't, because one big fat cat wants to keep it all for themselves. Just at a primitive level, they don't want anybody else in the little town getting uppity. They have the same neurosis that the elite has, an instinctive need to keep people down around them, but in the process, they destroy their own future.
Well, but I think most people are scared. It's complicated. It's scared. How do you organize to do something that's effective? Now, let me give you an example. In Florida and Tennessee, I'm sure it's more states too, I live in Tennessee, 20% of our population is now on food stamps. 20%, Alex. Now, there was a woman in Florida who worked all her life and then lost her job when the economy went down. She got food stamps. She had a problem with the food stamps, called the food stamp hotline, the customer service line, to discover that the woman she was talking to, who was helping, you know, doing customer service for her food stamps, worked for J.P. Morgan Chase in India. Okay, so the government is paying her not to work. At the same time, the government is paying somebody in India to do a job she could do. This doesn't make any sense, because the government is paying twice.
But it's a payoff the government's doing to India to go into the globalist model.
Well, here's the thing. If I run a government contract through a stock that's trading at 20 times earnings, So let's say my stock is trading at 20 times earnings. I give a government contract for $100 million. They make $10 million in profit on that government contract. Their stock goes up $200 million. That gives them the capital gains they need to donate to elections. If you look at campaign donations, the majority of that money comes from capital gains on either real estate or stock. And the way you get a stock to go up is by giving it lots of government contracts or government purchases or changing the rules. I have a great article I wrote called Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Profits, and it was about how much money a private prison stock trades on how many beds it has. So think of this as slavery. At the time I wrote the article, every additional bed you get caused your stock to go up $25,000. So the more, if you can pass a law that says, you know, mandated sentences are longer, the stocks will go up just on the passage of the law, anticipating the...
And the average American doesn't know that big banks that own and control prison complexes openly come in and give money
Right.
To build more prisons, you know, to lobby with your tax money to build the prison that they then make the profit off of, and they lobby to pass more laws. And it's the alcohol and cigarette lobbies that kill more than anybody who are the biggest lobbyists for the drug war.
Well, what's interesting is once if we reached a point where a significant, and I mean the 6 to 10%, like the 100 monkey syndrome, if we could get a critical mass of people to see how the game is played and how it works around the money, that's when things start to change. Now, you know, in 1997, and let me tell you the story. In 1997, remember, I'm trying to persuade the pension funds to reinvest in America in a way that really could have made the pension funds tremendous amounts of money compared to the way they've lost money in all these frauds. So in 1997, I had a wonderful board of pension fund leaders, including the president of the CalPERS, which is the largest pension fund in the country. And I gave them my presentation of how we could reinvest in America in a way that would make a lot of money for the pension funds. And the president of CalPERS looked at me and he said, "You don't understand, it's too late. They've given up on the country. They're moving all the money out starting in the fall." And that was 1997. And so the fall of 1997 was the beginning of federal fiscal 1998. And that's when $4 trillion in 98, the next 4 years, went missing from the federal government. And we made a decision to move all the money out of the country, Alex. And we covered it up by bubbling with the housing bubble and this huge debt bubble.
Stay there. Final segment. This is
an A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And plenty this holiday season.
Yeah. Dawson Fitch is a very impressive lady, and I'm glad we hooked back up with her and have her on with us. She said she'll come back on in 2 weeks, and I'm really looking forward to that. I was just flattered for her to tell me that she actually bought a copy of The Obama Deception. We're going to mail her a copy of Fall of the Republic. I don't have time to play it, but we have the CNN clip now. It'll be up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com after the show. CNN talking about Fall of the Republic, and not in a nice way. Again, CBS News, Jerusalem Post, a whole bunch of mainstream publications said that I'm incredibly influential, dangerous, charismatic, what was one quote, incredibly popular. And believe me, I don't like this as a power trip. I know it's dangerous going up against these folks. Catherine, what does it mean, though? Because on the street, you were just saying during the break, people are saying we're mainstream now. I mean, people are really listening to us. We're going from being kind of cutting edge to being passe in a way. But, I mean, does that creep you out to know that the system is going from being arrogant about us to now actually sitting up and going, you know, danger, Will Robinson? I mean, I see them putting out alarm flares.
Well, remember, the corporate media will always shift to protect its channel. So what happens is, you know, you do something wonderful, and it starts to draw a lot of interest and support, and they will suddenly shift to try and co-opt that audience back in something that's, you know, like but not the same thing.
But don't they know that's not going to work anymore because they've lost all credibility?
Well, that's why, you know, they keep getting closer and closer to what we're saying, because they're trying to protect the channel as our audience grows.
What was Obama, because we talked during a break, what is Obama all about? Who is Obama?
Well, I think Obama was somebody who was profiled. In other words, you know, a lot of smart money said, look, we have engaged in massive financial fraud. This thing is a bubble, and essentially we're going to pump and dump it, but on the dump, if we don't do something, we are really going to have trouble maintaining control. And so I think the question for them was who, you know, what kind of candidate and what kind of sort of new president could maintain, you know, could maintain the control. Because remember, what you always want to do is present people with a style choice that makes them feel good so you don't have to give them any money. What is happening is we're fundamentally renegotiating the relationship between labor and capital, and they needed somebody who could consolidate their position. And what we've seen is from the time that Obama became the candidate, he has used his political credibility to essentially make possible a $12 trillion gift to the banking system. And it's quite extraordinary, Alex, because $12 trillion is the total amount of money that the United States government has borrowed since the Revolutionary War. So that includes paying for World War II, World War I, Vietnam, and that amount of money we've gifted to the banking system. Now, that's an enormous, that's probably the most impressive political feat in the history of the planet. It's incredible.
And he did all this while saying he was balancing the budget and was going to cut things.
Well, what's amazing is because there's so many people who I see still supporting Obama because they can't fathom that the president is a fashion statement as opposed to a real manager of power.
Solari.com, a lot of great investment information there. So much to offer, Solari.com. Catherine Austin Fitch, I look forward to having you back on in 2 weeks.
Have a great day, Alex.
Let me say bye to you right here at the end. I'm sure already hung up. I'm going to call her.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.